I'm concerned about the implicit bargain that consumers are being asked to ratify, by which they get supposedly free services but actually have enormous amounts of personal data extracted from them without knowing what exactly is going on. And Mr. DeVries, I'd like to focus on, begin at least with you and your company, the largest, arguably most powerful company in the world. I note in your testimony, your written testimony, you say for over 20 years now, our flagship products have been free. And then you go on to say, next paragraph, that Google clearly explains how it makes money and clearly explains how your products use personal information. And my question is that really true? Are any of those statements actually true? So let's take some examples. Let's start with location tracking. Let's start with your Android phones. Do you think the average consumer would be surprised to learn that her location is recorded and sent to Google hundreds of times every day, even when she is not using her phone?
Thank you, Senator. I do think we take as strong an effort as possible to try to explain these things clearly. I understand that it's complicated the way a mobile phone.
Do you think that she would? Do you think she would be surprised to learn that even when she's not using the phone, an Android phone, Google is receiving information about where she is? For instance, it's every 4 minutes or 14 times an hour, roughly 340 times during a 24-hour period. That's without use of the phone. Do you think she'd be surprised to learn that?
So, Senator, I know that location information is absolutely core to making a mobile phone work the way that you want it to work. It's what makes maps work. It's what makes your phone calls be able to be routed correctly. And we have an optional service that's opt-in, called location history, which can collect location over time if people turn that on.